I'm Russ White for MSU Today on WKAR. I recently caught up with Michigan's senior United States Senator and MSU alumna, Debbie Stabenow.
Well, Russ, it's great to be with you and go State.
Senator Stabenow, can you please talk a bit about how your time at MSU has impacted both the person and the professional you are and are still becoming?
Well, it's very much a part of my life. You know, I grew up in a little town in Clare, about 90 miles north of Michigan State, and came down to go to State. It was the first time I'd been on a big campus like that, coming from a small town. It really exposed me to all kinds of people with all kinds of backgrounds, really broadened my view of the world, and gave me so many opportunities to learn so many different things. So it really was the beginning of a journey of curiosity for me about learning, great professors, opportunities to get exposed to all kinds of things. And on top of that, I think it's the most beautiful campus in the world, you know. So it was beautiful. There's nothing like a fall day walking beside the red cedar and looking at the trees. And there's really nothing more beautiful than campus.
And what does it mean to you, Senator Stabenow, to be a Spartan? And how do you carry that sort of Spartan's will ethos into your daily life?
Well, you know, it's always fun to connect with people who are Spartans when I'm in Washington, when I'm home in Michigan, or when I'm traveling. And I think that we're all very, very proud, first of all, of the school and the opportunities and the reputation of Michigan State. I'm now in my role as U.S. Senator, I'm extremely proud of the research role, the international role. I've had the opportunity to travel in Africa and see firsthand the international agricultural role, helping those in other countries learn how to feed themselves and create an economy. And Michigan State has such an incredible reputation as a premier agriculture and research institution. It really makes me proud.
You had to be honored when President Obama chose to sign the historic Farm Bill on the MSU campus, really as an homage to you and your leadership on this important piece of bipartisan legislation. That must have been cool.
It was wonderful to host the president coming into my alma mater. I told him that you can't sign a farm bill in Washington. You got to come out and be someplace that's deeply involved in agricultural leadership, the first land-grant university in the country. So that's what he did. And what a great day. And he had a chance to visit some of the wonderful research going on at MBI and look at the food safety issues, the research around food and agriculture and productivity. And there's so many ways in which Michigan State, just in that area, not counting health, not counting so many other areas of research, where Michigan State and the students and the professors are having a profound impact on people's lives.
And for lay people, Senator Stabenow, who may not be plugged into the issues surrounding agriculture in Michigan and the United States, what's important for us to remember about what the Farm Bill does?
Well, first of all, it's our food policy for the country. So we have the most affordable, available, abundant food supply because we help farmers make sure that if there's bad weather, you don't get wiped out, that they've got tools to manage their risk, whether it's weather risks, other kinds of risk to manage their, to protect the water and the soil, price risks in the world, and then access to nutritious food. You know, the Farm Bill is about farmers markets and local foods and fresh fruits and vegetables in schools. And it's also energy policy and rural development. Any community outside of big cities in Michigan gets grants and loans from the Department of Agriculture for roads, small businesses, water sewer systems, police cars, fire engines. I mean, it's really the economic development support for small communities.
And Senator Stabenow, when you think about your alma mater's future, what are the higher education and MSU-related issues that concern you?
What I'm most concerned about is just making sure that college is affordable and that the funding is there for the critical research that needs to be done. There's a lot of folks today who, where I sit in Washington, pretty extreme folks that believe we shouldn't be doing research, whether it's healthcare or food safety or technology development. They don't believe there's a public role for that, which is a huge mistake for our economy and for Michigan State and other universities that play a critical role in research. That research not only brings breakthrough technologies, but it provides educational opportunities for students. And then the second piece is the overall cost. When the state cuts support for colleges and universities, tuition goes up, and we see students coming out of college with huge amounts of debt. So I'm very involved in efforts to both allow refinancing of student loans, create more opportunities for scholarships. You know, I grew up in Clare at a time where, because of my own personal circumstances, my dad was very sick. We didn't have any money. It was very difficult, and I wouldn't have gone to school. I couldn't have gone to Michigan State without a tuition and fee scholarship. So somebody somewhere thought that some redheaded freckle-faced kid ought to have a chance to go to college. And because of that, I was able to have a whole world opened up to me. And we've got to make sure that going forward, young people have the same opportunity.
And Senator Stabenow, what's your advice for young Spartans who may want to follow your footsteps into public service?
Well, I think the most important thing is to get a degree and something you're interested in, anything that you're interested in. We need people in public service that have all kinds of backgrounds, from criminal justice and education, medicine, business, agriculture. You know, in a democracy, you need folks with all kinds of knowledge and skills. So find something you're passionate about. Get your education, and then get involved in the community.
That was MSU alumna and Michigan's senior United States Senator Debbie Stabenow. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today on WKAR.